Do You Know Your Stranger? At childhood's end, a stranger stands, is the opening phrase of a song written by my friend Pete Fulwell, founder of Eric's Club in Liverpool in the 1970s. Childhood's End is the title of a book by science fiction author Sir Arthur C. Clarke, written in 1954, depicting how humanity grew up and ascended. All this is described in an article I wrote in 2018. This is a continuation, but this time at an individual level rather than people as a whole. What do we understand by childhood's end? Most people would say when we leave school, or even when we go to school, or when we grow up, become an adult, or perhaps adolescent. There is no definition or template for childhood's end. Last time, I said I'd tell you more about how you might achieve longevity and extended health span. But in my research this week, I realized we need to consider something else first, which is why and also who. It's all very well living longer or even indefinitely, but without answering these questions, it's not really going to work. You and I need to discover who the stranger is at childhood's end, and why we would want to stick around on this planet, or ascend. I could go into a long philosophical discussion about this, but another time. Let's get down to practicalities. In general, until they start the process I'm about to describe, which is continuous rather than a one-off, people are forever children, adolescents and adults, all at the same time. We never, up until now, let go of these traits, and I'm sure you've seen adults exhibiting them, whatever position or status they hold. Clarke suggested, backed up by Neil Donald Walsh and to an extent Jacob Bronowski, that childhood of humanity ends at ascension, or departure from this world. But Pete Fulwell's stranger comes in between. This is a stage we can aspire to. And for those of us who seek longevity, this is key, as there's little point in carrying on if we are still a child. It's not just an idea. Some people have achieved a level of wisdom beyond the child, unattainable while we are still in that state. We have to discover the stranger, or the elder, within us. This isn't to do with chronological or biological age, more psychological age. And it's all to do with mindset, knowing who you really are, where you want to go, and why you want to go there. And of course, who you are depends on how you became you. Some may recognize these as four of Peter Thompson's six seemingly simple questions, and I'll talk about the other two later. Discovering the stranger, the elder in you, isn't easy. Sounds simple, but not easy. And although it's highly personal to you, it's well nigh impossible for you, as I found myself, to do it on your own. Yes, you or I can answer the questions well enough, but how do we know we're on the right track? How can we fact check our own answers when we're quite likely to tell ourselves what we want to hear, and consciously or unconsciously, anything uncomfortable and is avoided, and we end up going round in circles? And it's not a one-off. To truly come to childhood's end, we must repeat this regularly. We can only embed our new self by repetition and perhaps modification as we go along. This is hard work. It requires focus and concentration with time specifically put aside. Too much trouble? Definitely not. It's worth it, instead of remaining in childhood, just going with the flow, and never really understanding what life, your life, is all about. After attempting this a few times by myself, I engaged with a coach to guide me through the process. Now, this shouldn't be a partner or someone close to you, and as with all coaching, doesn't need to be someone who's been through it themselves, just someone with good coaching skills and experience. You'll certainly need them to get through Peter's two final questions about the obstacles you meet and what actions you have to take to find and become your stranger. As a start, you could go through my personal vision workbook, which comes with an hour's one-to-one coaching. The journey you undertake will give you two things. First, it will take you to the next level of eldership beyond childhood, and you can become an elder at any age. Second, it will open the door to longevity and expanded life's health span to live well on the planet as long as you want before you decide to ascend. Everyone ascends at some stage, but very few have any idea where they're going. You will.